Then the cook case could put baking powder, but I can't cook in that case.
Is that right?
I'm not a good pastry cooker. I can cook common food, but I can't cook pastry food. But to put the baking powder in to make it rise.
Have you ever heard of anything else that would make something rise besides baking powder?
Yeast.
That'll make it rise. Talking about baking things, I guess some people use eggs and things like that, you know, for cakes. What do you call the two parts of an egg? You got the...
One is the yellow, the other the yolk.
Okay. Talking about eggs, what are some ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
What'd you say?
Some ways of cooking eggs.
Well, you cook any eggs.
Beg your pardon?
I don't know what you said.
Oh, I was just asking you about some different ways of preparing eggs, different ways of cooking eggs.
You can bevel eggs.
I don't know what's involved with that.
Bevel eggs. Boil them. You cut them in two and take that yellow out and put mustard and all in there. I know you put mustard in there and then put them back in the white.
Oh, yeah.
And then call them bevel eggs.
I see. Well, what's a way of fixing an egg, say, for breakfast?
Well, last time people like scramble. I don't like mine scramble. I like mine turned over.
Mm-hmm. What about when you just put them in hot water?
You call them poached. Ooh, I've been eating no poached eggs.
Don't like
poached,
that.
The way you call it.
Uh-huh. Why don't you like that?
Why don't I like it? I can't eat nothing slimy.
Oh, I see.
I cook my okra. I cook it whole. I can't eat it. If I ain't cook it whole, I can't eat it.
Well, you can fry that, can't you?
Hmm?
Can't you fry okra?
Yes, sir. Last time my meat didn't fry it. It tastes good that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hadn't had any fried okra in a long time. Talk about, what do you call meat that you can boil together with your greens?
Fed bag, I guess. I get fed bag. I don't get have ham hocks or something like that. I get fed bag to boil my greens with.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this meat that some people like to have for breakfast? You know, it's sliced and you...
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked my little grandboy some this morning.
Mm-hmm. And what about if you wanted to buy a lot of it, but you didn't want it sliced up? You might just buy a whole...
Middle, half a million or something like that.
And what about smoked meat? Is that necessarily the same thing as bacon?
I don't think so. I think it's Joe's. You smoke Joe's.
Mm-hmm. And what about another kind of meat that you might have for breakfast? Some of it comes in patties, some of it comes in links, kind of hot.
Sausage?
Talking about meat, what do you call the man who sells meat?
Butcher.
He's a butcher. Mm. Okay. Or what about if the meat's been kept too long, you'd say it's done what?
It's old, or molded or something like that. It's old.
And if that affects its taste and it's not good to eat anymore, you say that meat's...
Spoiled.
Let's see. Oh, the meat, you know, that you get from hogshead, you can make what out of that?
Souse. I told you souse.
Yeah.
Souse, hoghead cheese, something like that they call it.
Uh-huh.
I like to make souse out of it.
Uh-huh. Now, is that necessarily pickled?
Hmm?
Is that necessarily pickled, the souse meat?
Well, you could put pickle in it.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
I don't have pickle. Last time I have cha-cha, I put cha-cha in it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it good.